Seattle pizza joints and local small businesses have been the victims of an international hacking scheme. Roman Selezniov is the son of a member of Russia's parliament, and he's accused of stealing the credit card numbers of more than a million customers, many of them here in Washington. Now he's on trial in Seattle. Why pizza places? Well, investigative reporter Martha Belle Isle with Associated Press says Selezniov is accused of picking on small businesses without big security systems.
From his keyboard in Russia, sitting in probably at home, this is what the prosecutors say. He basically dropped in some malware, which is kind of a virus that went into their computer systems at the restaurants. And then he was able to pull out the credit card numbers that were being used to pay for the pizzas or pasta or whatever it was. And then he took those credit card numbers and stored them on servers in different places. And then he would sell them. He had a special website where he would just put those numbers up, and you could basically, the prosecutor referred to it as some sort of Amazon.com for stolen credit cards. You could just go in and ask for what you wanted, and whether it be from different states or different countries, and purchase all the credit card data, and then those customers would use stolen credit cards to make their own purchases.
And allegedly, it wasn't just Washington restaurants, but other places. So why is this son of the Russian parliament being tried in Washington state?
Well, they had been tracking this person who went by the nickname Track 2, with the letter 2, for a while. The U.S. Secret Service had been. And then there was a restaurant, a deli, actually, in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that had been hacked. And so a Seattle police detective working with Homeland Security was asked to go over and check that out. And just by looking at the different hacks that happened at different restaurants, they started seeing patterns and connections and seeing the credit card numbers showing up on the same servers or being sold in the same places. So by pulling all of that data together, they were able to identify that the same person who had hacked into all the pizza restaurants in Seattle area or in Washington had also done it in Idaho and even Illinois. So the majority of the cases that formed the indictment were in Washington, so that's why he was charged in Washington in the U.S. District Court in Seattle.
And this man, as far as we know, had never set foot in Washington state before?
According to the prosecutor, yeah, he was doing all of it by his computer wherever he was. He could be in Bali or in Indonesia. He could be in Russia or wherever, and was able to work the system.
And why mostly us? Do we know?
I don't know if it's mostly us, because according to prosecutors, when they arrested him in the Maldives, he had a laptop that contained 1.7 million stolen credit card numbers. And the prosecutor said if you took those credit cards and laid them end to end from here, they would stretch all the way, along I-5, they would stretch all the way to Bellingham. So it wasn't just here, that's how he was caught. It just so happened that they were able to pull a case together based on hacks that had happened with Washington State restaurants.
What is the defense team's approach to this case?
Roman Selezniov is represented by John Henry Brown, who's a well-known lawyer in the Seattle area. And his argument is that the prosecution has failed to make a connection between his client and the material, all the forensic data that they've collected off these different computers and servers. John Henry Brown also claims that there were problems with the way the Secret Service handled the laptop computer after Roman Selezniov was arrested. So that will be a lot of the argument that the defense will be making.
And they'll be making those arguments for about the next two and a half weeks. Martha Belle Isle is an investigative reporter for Associated Press. We'll tweet out a link to her story on the subject at KUOW.